All right, welcome into the Patriots podcast. This is a free agency preview 2017. Sean here with special guest. Are you even a special guest anymore? He's a recurring guest.
Recurring guest, current part-time host, Ryan Walsh, Creech.
I think JJ might have an issue with you saying you're part-time host. There it is. There it is. We got it. All right, thanks for joining us in JJ's absence. But we just wanted to do, there's a lot happening right now with free agency starting tomorrow, and we wanted to do a quick podcast just to go over what's been happening so far, because every year, as soon as free agency breaks, like 4 o'clock, there's like a million signings. And so there's going to be a whole lot to talk about again after this. But so far, we're like 30 hours into the legal tampering period, which is my favorite name for anything. Yep. It's like legal stealing. No. It's great.
Except, so why do they call it legal tampering?
Because everyone was tampering, so they're like, well, we can't just... We can't penalize all 32 teams every year. So they're like, all right, we'll give you, just do it during this 50-hour period.
And everybody was also, you know, talking at the Combine last week, even though, you know.
Oh, 100%.
Not going to, like, you know, come out with shit about that, you know.
So. Exactly, yeah. When you're an agent represents, like, 75 players, and you just find an agent that represents a guy on your team, you have a discussion with him, and then, oh, whoops, maybe we talked about this free agent. So it's just going to happen. So far... We're like halfway into the legal tampering period. A few things have happened of note. The number one thing for the Patriots that just happened, this happened like a couple hours ago, they trade for Dwayne Allen, tight end from the Colts. Dwayne Allen's a guy that I talked about a lot last year. He was going to be a free agent. The Colts chose to re-sign him over Kobe Fleener, which was kind of surprising at the time. And Dwayne Allen's a guy I've loved since he was at Clemson. I gave him a high second-round grade. He's a big blocking guy. He's a good number two tight end.
He's a blocker?
Yeah, he's like 6'3", 255, but he's a technical blocker. And even Belichick said it. He said he's one of the best blocking tight ends that you're going to see. And I think he's got some like Antonio Gates type movement coming out of the slot area. He's not going to be lined up outside the way that Bennett has been.
Didn't he tear up the Pats a couple years ago when... It was not the year, not when they played them in the AFC Championship in 2014, but earlier that year and like a couple other games. Am I getting picked up here?
I think we're getting some sound here. It's working.
All right.
Yeah, I think he did play pretty well against us at one point. That's a classic Belichick move. If you play well against us, then we'll West Welker you. So that solves the tight end question. Now,
number two, yep.
Martellus Bennett.
Well, good luck out there. If nothing else, they might still draft somebody, which I wouldn't be surprised, you know?
Me neither, yeah.
You know, fourth round, maybe earlier. Well, they just traded their fourth rounder. That was the deal.
Yeah, and we had to forfeit our other fourth rounder.
What do you
mean? So we got a fourth rounder from the Seahawks for a draft day deal last year. And then we had our own fourth rounder, but the NFL decides that they got to take one of them.
Oh, of course.
So, yeah, so we...
unlike last time with the stupid fucking Spygate penalty, they made a mandate that it has to be the higher of the picks in the round.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, so... just because, you know, they hate us that much, people.
Yeah, so we were going to lose our higher pick, either the Seahawks or ours, so we decided to trade the higher one. So fuck you, NFL. You're not stealing eight draft picks... of draft capital from us. So, and we get a sixth round pick back. So really we're only moving back like 60 picks or so. So, you know, I feel really good about the trade. He just signed a 4-year deal last year, 4 years, $30 million. So far the Colts have paid out 12 and a half of that. So we basically get him for a 3-year deal, $17.5 million. So less than six a year.
Perfectly reasonable.
For a number two tight end who's 27, fully in his prime, who should improve with us because the Colts suck. So, very happy.
Oh, you love that?
Yeah, I know, right? They just mismanage everything.
You just count on them to be better here, you know, half the time. I mean, you know, occasionally you'll have your Scott Chandlers, so that didn't work out 2 years ago, but...
we can cut him.
He should be good.
He should be good, and if he's not, we can cut him.
Yeah.
It's simple.
There you go.
And it costs us 60 picks in the draft this year. Fucking Colts, I love it. So that was the big piece of Patriots news. Everyone knows all the other people that are going to be going into free agency for us. Last time we talked on the podcast, we talked a lot about Dante Hightower and how important that dude is. And he's going to free agency. So, I mean, it's like a coin flip.
I'm crossing my fingers for the Devin McCourty deal.
Be great.
You know, 2 years ago. Was that? That was, well, last year.
It was 2 years ago.
Two years free agency?
Yeah, every time we win a Super Bowl and then half our defense needs to be re-signed.
But, I mean, I did read a report this morning. I mean, you never know how fucking true these things are, but that Hightower and Belichick had a productive conversation last week, and they're going to keep an open dialogue. So what I'm hoping is Hightower has said he wants to go to market. They knew they weren't going to franchise him. So he's going to go to market, but anything he sees out there, I hope that he will just come back to the Patriots, say, what do you think? If you want to match it, you know, I'm coming to you guys first, you know?
That's exactly what we're counting on.
Yeah, I mean, and if that happens and the deal's not outrageous, then they should definitely re-sign him, in my opinion, as I've voiced before. But I don't know. You never know.
The most outrageous it's going to get is like 13 a year.
Yeah.
Because
Keekly's 12 and a half.
I know, and so is Jamie Collins.
Is he?
That's the one that's like, whoa, shit, Jamie signed for that much?
Yeah.
So it's hard to imagine him, the market for him being less than Jamie, especially with all the concerns about Jamie's character that we didn't know about. But, I mean, when you get traded from the Super Bowl champion, that's a big
mid-season.
Factor. Yep.
You know, and then they improve without you. Let's not forget that was freaking middle of this year. Yeah, I know, and somehow, like, defense only got better after
got
that
better.
Point.
And, yeah.
You know, it's just crazy.
It's nuts. So they felt good enough to give Jamie that kind of money. So I would imagine another team would feel good enough to give Hightower that kind of money. And they might view him as more of a pass rusher because he gets big sacks.
He does.
So they might be like feel better about giving him closer to pass rusher money. Mm-hmm. But I would feel like 13 would be the max that he's going to get out there. And we wouldn't want to match it, but, I mean, at the end of the day, 13 versus 12.
Yeah.
Really?
Plus, they really have no big contracts on the D, you know?
Not
like,
yeah.
Who?
McCourty's got a big one, and that's it.
That's about it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else is reasonable or, you know, like, yeah, just, I mean, reasonable. You
that's
know,
it.
Worst case. You know, and vastly underpaying, you know, a number of guys.
Malcolm Butler's been working for pennies.
Yeah, and 3.9, you know, not chump change, but chump change compared to what he would easily get if, you know, anybody
that's like
came at him.
Eight times his salary the last 3 years.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. He's making three times more this year than he has combined.
What's his
so
face?
Far.
Michael Floyd made more in his time here than Butler did all year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I know, right? Oh, that's
so
terrible.
He's got
to
a right
about.
To be mad, but, you know, to his credit, hasn't said a word. You got to love that. I mean, I was surprised. I read last week Mike Reese reported that the Pats and Butler were deep in extension talks.
He said last year.
Late last offseason.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just had never heard that before. So that's, I mean, exciting, you know? You hope they could do something like that, you know, going forward with this.
Yeah. It seems like they would have a starting place to go from.
Yep.
But starting tomorrow, free agency is going to happen, and then Butler's going to look out and see A.J. Boye, who had one good season, who's going to sign for 14 a year or some stupid shit. And he's going to be like, well, I'm not taking your 10 mil now. I could see that.
Yeah, easily. I mean, if he just waits one more year, I mean, next year he'll get probably franchised if they can't come to a deal.
Yeah, look.
That's 13 for the year?
13 and to
then,
15 in there.
Yeah, I mean, he'll take that for one goddamn year and then he'll sign a deal after that. So, I mean, come on.
Well, we want to have the franchise tag open to, you know, all this Jimmy Garoppolo talk, which we'll get into a little bit later.
Okay.
But
we should get there, too.
But we don't want
so much going on.
Yeah. We don't want to bookmark that franchise tag just yet. Although, I wonder if you can use a franchise tag and a transition tag in the same year. I don't think you can.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't really know the difference, to be honest.
But I wonder if they're just, like, tendering that to Malcolm Butler, and then they'll figure out what happens in this free agency period. How much money do they have to shell out for Hightower? Is Alan Branch coming back? Some of these big money items. And then they'll be like, okay, well, now we have 20 mil in cap room. Mm-hmm. We can work on that extension for Butler. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll just, you know, put it off till after the draft or after this initial free agency period. I want him back, though. I couldn't imagine. Malcolm Butler made arguably the best play in Super Bowl history, won us a ring, and then you're going to let him leave? I feel like he's got to be a Patriot
for life.
Got to be a path for life.
Most freaking memorable game or play, you know, I mean, yeah, I got a little bias here, but best play in Super Bowl history.
Dude, we're on the Patriots podcast here. This is bias land USA.
Best play in Super Bowl history, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, bar none.
Got to be back.
Anyways, I mean, yeah, still want him on the team. I mean, I'll admit, I'm sentimental. I'm far more sentimental than Belichick. He approaches it better than me. You know, wanted them to re-sign Hightower. Wanted them to keep Jamie Collins. wanted them to re-sign Butler, too. I mean, so he's got to trust in him, but still, you know, I mean, you got to keep both those guys, Hightower and Butler.
I want them. I want them both back. Yeah. They would definitely go a long way into us competing this season. Although, you know, he's always got a long-range plan. He could be looking at somebody in the draft. He could be looking at somebody like, what's that guy's name? Zach Brown from the Bills, who had a really good season, who's kind of an ascending player. And then, I mean, Hightower turns 27 in a week. Malcolm Butler's already 27.
Yeah.
Some of these guys. Old. Yeah. Well, Malcolm Butler was like 24 as a rookie.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Popeyes takes some years out of your life. But he's thinking about, will these guys keep playing at this level and for how much longer? And we saw that with Darrell Revis. You know, he was 29 or 30 at the time when he left our team 2 years ago. And Belichick was like, well, I mean, maybe a one-year deal. I mean, that's about it. And he played good for one more year.
Yeah.
And then he sucked this year, and now he's cut. And I read that some executive said, I wouldn't pay him to be part of my team.
No.
He's like, oh, shit. Yeah. He's not that bad.
Yeah, well, speaking of,
look at this play. Yeah, as we watch Butler fall down in the Super Bowl. I swear he's good.
That was his only bad play, pretty much.
That was. Ask me. And then our number two cornerback also on the market. Well, I mean, Butler's not totally on the market, but Logan is.
Yep.
And there's just going to be too much money thrown at him. There's just no way he's coming back.
Yeah.
He's
going to be some shitty team's number one corner.
Yeah, that's not a great move.
Yeah.
Because he needs safety help if he's going to play a top receiver.
Uh-huh.
And that's not what you want a number one corner to do.
Exactly.
You want to take care of that shit. But he's going to get 8 to 10, I would say.
Uh-huh.
He's either 25 or 26. He's a young player.
Yeah.
He's going to get good money. And
always had a knack for making plays. I mean, he got beat sometimes. But, like, yeah, I mean, you think about that that nice interception return against the Broncos this year. Totally changed that game.
Oh, yeah, that was a big play.
Huge play.
Yeah, I got on here after the AFC Championship game, and I was like, we've been shitting on Logan Ryan a fair amount the last few years, but he's a good damn player, and we're going to miss him, especially that versatility.
Well, you never know. I mean, could come back. Who the hell knows? I doubt it, though.
What if Butler signs an offer sheet, and they're like, okay, we'll take a first-round pick from him, we'll save the money, use it on Logan Ryan, we'll pair him with Eric Rowe. They might. I'm just saying.
No, not going to happen. Eric Rowe is a suitable replacement for Logan Ryan, I feel like.
Yeah, he's a good outside player. We're going to need a better slot player. We're going to need.
Yeah.
We just brought back Justin Coleman. He was an exclusive rights free agent, so maybe he can bring back some of what he had in 2015.
I mean, you hope Cyrus Jones is going to have a better year.
Hopefully. That dude's got to be.
Yeah.
He's a basket case now.
By all accounts, you know, he was horrifically embarrassed at his rookie year.
I know.
As he damn well should have been for being a top draft pick in the draft, you know, if you ask me. I mean, that play against the Ravens, one of the stupidest goddamn things.
Oh, when it hit his leg and then he ran away from it and then went back to it.
So, yeah, I mean, that was a really bad play. But, yeah, I mean, if he comes along, you know, maybe he could. I mean, half the reason I feel like they drafted him was return game. Mm-hmm. So if he can give you something there, that helps.
Yeah, 100%. And then there's also Jonathan Jones, who's a sneaky guy on the back end. He's primarily a special teamer, but who knows? Some of those guys, look at Malcolm Butler, ascend to the defensive side.
Mm-hmm.
Of note from the last time we talked to you guys was Chris Long came out and said, you know, he won't be back with the Patriots, whether that is his choosing or the Patriots choosing or both of them, you know.
Yep.
He played okay. He was he provided some depth on the outside. I thought he played better at the beginning of the season than he did at the end. Maybe
some,
he was banged up.
Decent veteran leadership, totally bought into the culture. So yeah. You gotta love that.
He seemed like he was good friends with everybody. He said him and Nink are like brothers.
Yeah, absolute bros. Love to see that. They're basically the same guy, except Chris Long had more tats.
Yeah, and Chris Long's more of a maniac.
Yeah.
That dude celebrates with the best of them.
But
he'll move on, you know. That was a classic Patriots rental.
Yep.
Take you for a year.
Do you think that means he's retiring?
No. He wants to keep playing. He wants a bigger role.
Purely just wanted a ring.
Yeah,
Came here for 1 year. Man, I love it.
Dips his toes in the winning pond.
As long as he got it. Same with Martellus Bennett, really.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these guys, it's crazy.
They'll show up. They'll take a little bit less money.
You just forget about it, and the next year you have a completely different team, you know.
Just filled in with the same type of people.
Yeah.
Julius Peppers. Anybody? Anybody?
I know.
I'm just throwing it out there. Throwing that shit out there. I wouldn't be shocked. There was a lot of talk when Peppers was a free agent, went to the Bears. A lot of talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, I remember growing up, people always wanted to trade for him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's always those guys. Randy Moss is that guy for a long time. Larry Fitzgerald has been that guy for his entire career.
Never happened, though. Yeah.
Julius Peppers. what he has been. He's 37 now.
Here's the Julio Jones catch, the pitching catch.
Yeah, we're watching highlights of the Super Bowl. You know, we got to get into the spirit of this and realize that we're not just talking about numbers and contracts.
Catch.
It was.
Jesus Christ. But we're talking about better than the Edelman catch, if you ask me.
Oh, 100%. Edelman was lucky and reaction.
Edelman was total luck. I mean, obviously took a lot. Look at this whole play, man. This Matty Ice throw, too. Like, the dude is right in front of him.
Yeah, he doesn't even have, a good view of the ball.
Yeah.
And then secures it, two toes, drags it.
Oh, man. Yeah, he is so fucking good.
Great play. Let's trade for him. Nah. Let's bring him in. A lot of rumors have been circulating about the Patriots and receivers. There was there was a rumor that we offered our first-round pick for Brandon Cooks. There was rumors that we were linked to DeSean Jackson somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see. Well, I would love to have Brandon Cooks. That dude's 23.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Speedster, that'd be great.
I don't get why all the activity on wide receivers though.
Malcolm
Mitchell's good. Was just a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
They got Chris Hogan for what? 2 more years.
2 more years.
Edelman's probably not going anywhere.
He's 31,
nearing the end. But I mean, you'll get at least a year or two more out of him, probably, right?
Yeah, they got a plan for down the line, though.
I know it falls falters quickly. They do got a plan for down the line, but then you got Amendola. I mean, could come back. Who knows?
All signs point to him restructuring and coming back.
Has he done that 3 times already?
Every time, yeah. Fucking every year he's
just
doing
loves
it.
Loves New England.
Yeah, exactly.
I love him for that.
He'll take less money to stick around. Good, because he's probably not going to get much more if he goes somewhere else. And he's 31 now. Seems pretty settled. But yeah, that's the thing is that basically Amendola and Edelman are in the last years of their deals. And they're both in their 30s, so who knows how much longer they'll be able to play at a decent level, particularly Edelman with the number of hits he takes and how reliant he is on quickness. I mean,
he's gotten injured over the years, too.
A couple times, yeah. Case in point, Wes Welker. Wes Welker went from incredible. He had his best season ever in 2012, I think. I think he went for like 1,600 yards.
It might have been 2011.
Might have been 2011.
He had one of those years was absurd.
And then like we let him go after 2012, and within half a season, he was toast.
Yeah.
He was done. And
yeah, I know.
Belichick really read the tea leaves on that one. He knew exactly what was coming.
And then he got popped for Molly or something.
Allegedly.
That dude doesn't want to be doing anything to his brain.
Exactly.
I don't know what he's thinking there.
Punching some more holes in his brain.
It's not helping.
You don't need those synapses.
Isn't he trying to be a coach now?
I think he is. I think he just got on somewhere.
Uh-huh. Maybe A&M. Maybe the Texans.
I think it might have been the Texans, I think he might have been a coaching assistant
just some
down
old,
there.
Old, New England, Texas, basically.
Yeah.
The Texas Patriots there.
It's great. I love what they got going on down there, except at the quarterback position. And that brings up another piece of news that came out before free agency even begins. Tony Romo is going to be released.
Yep.
He's going to get the post-June 1 designation, which you guys don't need to worry yourselves with because that's just salary cap mumbo jumbo. He will be available on
the open
market tomorrow to sign with any team of his choosing. And in my head, all signs point to the Texans.
Yep.
They got so much money tied up in Osweiler, but you could carve out a little more money to bring Romo on. I mean, for the Broncos to take him on, they would have to be not enthusiastic about Paxton Lynch taking the field. I thought Trevor Siemian played okay last year, but you would have to be saying, all right, Paxton Lynch, you're basically going to sit on the bench your entire rookie contract if we bring in Tony Romo.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and Houston is another part of Texas. I mean, he's been in Dallas for frickin' 14 years, maybe take some comfort in that. So Houston seems to make a lot of sense to me. That could be a dangerous team with a QB, too. I mean, they've made the playoffs, they're winning the shitty AFC stuff.
Dog shit division.
But, I mean, they're getting there, and, they gave the Pats, if they had a good QB, Pats probably lose that game.
Yeah, especially the way we were playing and the way their defense was playing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Without J.J. Watt, too.
Yeah, they're going to get J.J. Watt back now. That's a real good team. They should definitely do, basically whatever it takes.
If they could just find a freaking QB,
just find some space on your salary cap. Tony Romo's made $100 million in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Does he really need to make like 25?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
I don't think it'll be that much.
You can get him for like 20, yeah. 18.
I was thinking towards 15. Who knows?
That's Ryan Fitzpatrick money. Almost. He was like 12.
But he is pretty fucking old. He's gotten injured last year. He's gotten injured before.
That's why you have a strong clause in there that says if you're on IR, you don't get dick.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
Something along those lines. Not that exact phrasing.
It's clear terms.
Yes. I say a clear phrase and then say that. Woof. Yeah, it'll be fun to see where he winds up. There's like this weird history of these veteran quarterbacks moving on, like Peyton Manning, Tony Romo, Brett Favre, Kurt Warner, Dante Culpepper, if you want to go way back.
Try to squeeze out another year or two.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it does. Look at Joe Montana. That worked in Kansas City. John Unitas did not work in San Diego. Mm-hmm. It goes both ways. So I'll be curious to see. He was so good 2 years ago, last time he really had a full season. Yeah. Tony Romo, this is. Yeah. I would hope that he could get back to that level just because I like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good team, too. I mean, it's just kind of a classic Dallas choke job in that playoff game they had.
Against the Packers?
Yeah.
They got fucked over by the refs.
Wouldn't really call it a choke job, but, like, you just kind of, like, unsurprising that they lost that as the one seed at home, you know what I mean?
Oh, are you talking about this year?
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about 2014.
Oh, no.
I was thinking Tony Romo to Dez Bryant. You're thinking Dak Prescott and the, what issues? They spiked the ball. That's what it was that really bothered me. Dak Prescott, they were driving against the Packers. It was like first and 10 from the Packers 40.
How much
and they
time
spiked
left?
It was like 45. No, it was a minute 10. It was a minute 10. It was fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
Cost them a down. They had to kick a deep field goal, and then Aaron Rodgers had 30 seconds, and you saw what happened. Mm. Man, I love that we can sit here and talk about contracts and trades and stuff, and it always finds its way back to the football field. We just can't stop. Can't help ourselves in that regard. Tomorrow at 4:00, free agency period starts. So that's when you're going to see a flurry of contracts. You're going to see somebody like Rick Wagner, the right tackle from the Ravens, who's allegedly already in agreement with the Lions to sign the biggest right tackle contract ever. And Marcus Cannon's deal is looking better than ever. Yeah, it's going to be for like twice as much money as Cannon signed. Huh. Yeah. And then, you know, you have your big guys, Alshon Jeffrey and Dontari Poe. Those guys seem to go like real quick.
Yeah, within hours.
Oh, you know who I was thinking would be a good fit for the Pats? Torrey Smith.
Hmm.
Receiver for the Ravens for a while and then disappeared when he went to San Francisco.
Was that this year, I think?
2 years.
2 years.
He did two. He served 2 years in football exile.
On Alcatraz.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, you look at the quarterbacks that he played with, Blaine Gabbert for most of that.
Blabbert.
Kaepernick. Blabbert. That's great. Kaepernick, who is also on the market. And then, they let Torrey Smith go. And 2 years ago, I would have been all over that pickup.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a look at the wide receiver spot.
Yeah.
Victor Cruz could be a low-cost option.
I mean, this is why, I just think they need to re-sign some of their own guys. Like, the offense is basically sewn up, if you ask me. You got Brady, you got basically the whole O-line. I mean, O-line was solidified this year. Thank God Dante Scarnecchia came back, for one thing. I mean, your core group of guys on offense is all going to be back for at least, like, you know, very easily could be back for another 2-3 years.
Oh, yeah.
So, just, like, keep the band together, people. Come on. Don't break up too early. And just get Hightower, sign Butler long-term. I mean, keep your guys together. Those are two cornerstones of your defense, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you already got McCourty there, but is he the only fucking guy, you know? That you want to be, you know, a Patriot guy long term and kind of, you know, be face of the franchise on that side of the ball.
Hightower's that guy.
Yeah.
Hightower's 100% that guy. And offensively, we really don't have that many free agents. The notable ones were Bennett and Blunt. And with the trade for Dwayne Allen, that seals up Bennett right there. You know, hats off to him. I enjoyed watching him play this year. I wish he could have been healthier and been even more productive. But Blunt is the other guy. Who we'll see. I've seen reports that say that they don't expect him to be back. They expect him to get too much money and get priced out of us, which already happened. That happened 2 years ago.
Yeah, it did.
So I wouldn't be shocked either. He's 30. He's going to be 31, I think, next season. And that's just not something that you're not going to get a raise at 31 years old at running back.
Well,
From the Patriots.
Got any interest in Adrian Peterson?
Oh, I would love it.
Yeah.
I would love it.
I don't know why people are putting the kibosh on that.
Because like, he's going to want to be a feature back.
Hall of Famer here, people. Still the best running back in the NFL for, like, freaking, what, 8 years?
Oh, yeah. Basically since his rookie year.
Well, yeah, but he just, I mean, injuries and, you know, he got suspended 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
So you got that whole baggage, but I don't give a fuck. Just fucking win a football game.
Yeah, I wonder.
That's what I care about.
I wonder if Bob Kraft has issues with the reason he was suspended, you know, the switch work.
Yeah.
And maybe he just wants to avoid image damage at all costs. But, I mean, they just brought in Michael Floyd, who fell asleep at an intersection.
Yeah. It's different.
Different, yeah, know, non-violent.
Especially, you know, when you had the whole Ray Rice thing on at the same time as well. But, okay, you know, sidebar. How do you feel about kids using switches, or parents using switches on their kids?
Dude, this is the Patriots podcast. We don't need to get into domestic matters.
No, I was just, all right, matter of opinion, you know, that's a cultural thing.
That is a cultural
AP
thing.
AP grew up in the South, like, you know. Let him be, man. Who the fuck cares? It's his kid.
I don't. I think there's got to be some sort of protection.
I didn't really look at the pictures. But,
I didn't look at the pictures either. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I don't want to see it. That. But I don't know.
Plus, they save your searches. Oh. So I don't know. But on the field, I would love to see it. I wonder if he'd be
Christ,
okay.
Jesus Christ! Imagine him in that offense.
I wonder if he'd be okay with his role. Because he wouldn't have the same role that he has had.
Yeah.
But he would be our primary.
Sounds like he's got an ego, too. You know, trying to get a big money deal.
Look at that fucking guy. How would you not have an ego?
Well.
Guy is a stud amongst studs.
He's a purebred.
He is. Yeah. Alan Branch is another guy. I'd really like to see him come back on a two-year deal. Probably like 12 to 14 mil. I hope he would take that. But
I don't know. I feel like he's going to get overpaid, too.
He will get overpaid, and he already has two rings. So
he was there in 14?
He was, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was on that. No, no, no. Yeah.
No, I don't think he was. He came last year.
Who the heck were our D tackles that year? We had Vince Wilfork, Siliga. I thought we had a third guy. It wasn't Alan Branch?
It might have been. Maybe, oh. I don't know. If you say some other guy's name.
Some other guy's name?
Yeah. Okay, that's the one.
Yeah, we'll find out about him, but I'd love to have him back. I thought he played great this season. Malcolm Brown.
Yeah, he was their best D-tackle this year.
Oh, yeah.
Malcolm Brown, give him some more time to develop. You know, he's done everything you know. I mean, he's not freaking the best, you know, defensive tackle in football, but he's, you know, doing exactly what we could have asked of him. Give him some more time to develop, and he should be fine.
He just turned 23.
Yeah, he is young as fuck.
He's young, yeah. And he's a father of, like, three kids.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Three. Maturity, you know, making us look bad.
Yeah. Alan Branch joined the Patriots mid-season 2014.
Okay.
So he's got two rings.
Okay.
I hope,
but yeah,
I hope they're able to keep
this
him.
This was his best year with the team. I mean, contract year, classic.
Yeah, I know, right? Especially for fatties. Fatties, they'll shave off some pounds.
They'll get in shape for one goddamn offseason.
They'll try hard during the game, and then after that, it's just, who knows?
Yeah.
Always ripping on fatties. Oh, man. We also re-signed James Devlin. That's one of those minor things. They love to do this. They'll, like, clean up the edges. You know, like, they extend Marcus Cannon, and they'll, like, extend Matthew Slater, and they'll mm-hmm. get Brandon Bolden back in the fold, and they'll get James Devlin, and then you'll get that big money guy.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just nibbling, and then they'll come in with Hightower or a Butler extension.
You hope. I don't know. Wouldn't it just be a terrible thing if Dante Hightower tomorrow at, like, 5:30 p.m. just signs a massive contract
with
a different team?
Yeah, with Oakland.
I haven't prepared myself for that.
If he signs with Oakland, I'm going to be doubly pissed.
Yeah, because that's a good team.
I know.
Yeah.
You put, oh, geez, you put him on that defense?
Yeah, Raiders could really use him. Fuck.
I know.
That's scary.
I know, and they have a need, and they got money.
Yeah.
It could totally happen. That's my nightmare scenario.
So just stop playing games here, Bill. Didn't you hear the last Patriots podcast I was on? I told you what to do.
Pick him up. Bring him back. The other guy, Jabal Sheard, at defensive end.
Yep.
There's no way he's coming back,
no
in
way.
My opinion.
No, I don't think
he's
so.
He's going to get seven plus, probably. I mean, we gave him 5-5
mm-hmm.
last time. And he's just been too up and
down.
So
I guess they got some D-tackle things to worry about, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, lost Jabal Sheard, losing Chris Long, Alan Branch, starting to add
just
up there.
Yeah, defensive line players.
Yeah.
I know. Our edge defenders are going to, we're going to need to have restock that. That's part of the reason that I think Julius Peppers might be an option.
Good option. Yeah, they could address it in the draft.
They'll definitely.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, they're going to draft an edge defender. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a deep class.
Yeah. Chandler Jones got himself a nice deal. I kind of feel like the Cardinals felt like they had to do that after the trade last year.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, good for him. Slap him on the ass. Say thanks, thanks for your service, and see you later.
I gotcha. That's good. We're kind of wrapping up here. At this point, it becomes all speculation about what may or may not happen. But before I let you go, I gotta ask what you think about Garoppolo, because Michael Lombardi comes on and he says, don't trade Garoppolo no matter what they offer. And obviously that dude knows way more football than you and I times 1,000. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here going, why would you give up a first round pick for a guy that, I mean, either you assume that Brady is going to be bad this year or next year. There's no reason to keep Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I've been saying they should trade him all along, get fucking 2 first-round picks. Well, that's a lot to ask for. I'm happy with a first-rounder and something else.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Easily, you know?
I mean, they're talking about the 12th overall pick. That's a high. Awesome. We haven't drafted that high since Mayo.
Yeah.
And it's been a while.
9 years.
Yeah.
So, Jesus. Yeah, would love to see that happen, but, I mean, why would they keep him, you know?
The only reason is they're worried about Brady.
Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah, he's 39, but did you see the fucking Super Bowl, man? The dude played 92 plays.
I know.
At the end of a 17-game season with 2 playoff games and then fucking overtime of a Super Bowl, and the dude was throwing darts. He has reversed the aging process.
He's better than ever. The other line of thinking is that you could keep Garoppolo for this season, you know, get further evidence of what Brady is going to do in his 40s, or I guess your only evidence, because he hasn't even turned 40 yet. He will in August. And then you can make the decision next offseason, because you can pull the franchise tag on him. And what we've seen it with Matt Castle. You can trade a quarterback on the franchise tag.
Mm-hmm.
They got no issues. I mean, if somebody trades for Garoppolo and wants to sign him to an extension, guarantee he's going to be making 20 a year.
Yep.
I mean, we just saw Osweiler get 18 a year.
Yeah.
So the franchise tag's like 20.
Yeah, you just
so they're going to be fine with it.
You got to, you know, give up your first rounder. You got to truly buy in on Jimmy G if you're the other team. You know? So, I mean, Browns, it would make sense for.
Total sense.
Okay, 12th overall, you're going to take your quarterback of the future, and he's 100% better than any QB they've had within the past freaking decade.
Since the reincarnation of the Browns. he would be the best.
Yes. So,
Jeff Garcia?
Seems to make sense to me. You know, they got their freaking Moneyball analytics guy. On the show over there, so, you know. I don't know.
If I'm a Browns fan, I am stomping my feet. I want to draft Myles Garrett, number 1 overall, and I want to trade for Garoppolo with the 12th pick.
Yeah.
Imagine
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, you could get, you know, your version of Khalil Mack and a quarterback for the future for 1 first-round.
Yeah.
Be insane for them.
And they could very easily still suck next year, and then you have another high first-round pick, and you're drafting high again. Just don't be an idiot in the draft, you know?
That's
what it comes down to so often.
Well, that guy's got stats. He can't be an idiot. You know, it's all about statistics, man. Numbers rule. Part of me fights against that.
Yeah. So I want, I want Jimmy G traded. Nothing against him. You know, just got to maximize the value of the asset, if you ask me, and that's how you do it.
The other side that I realized about myself is that I want them to trade Garoppolo, because if he's out of the picture, then we're not going to be like forcing Brady out the door.
Yeah.
And I just desperately don't want them
never want to see that happen.
Oh, God.
I want Brady to retire on his own terms.
Exactly. If anybody doesn't want, or like you're wishy-washy on that, go watch like Peyton Manning's press conference with the Colts. Go watch any of those type of things.
Yep.
Brett Favre saying goodbye to the Packers and be like,
Happens
do you want to see Tom Brady do that?
No.
No.
Yeah, I mean, my friends are always like, what are you going to do the day Brady retires? And I've been getting that question for like 4 years now.
Yeah, I know.
So,
how many years has he been getting that question?
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, I hope Brady and Belichick go out the same exact day. And then I don't think I'll ever watch football again. I think it's over. I walk out.
1,000 years, Reich.
I pick up croquet. I get become a curling fan.
It's Sunday afternoon bowling, man.
Yeah, exactly. I'll do
That's
anything
where
else.
It's
hot. Yeah, Mookie Betts.
Nah.
All right, man. If you could ask for one thing in free agency, what is it?
Resign Hightower.
I got Calais Campbell coming to New England.
Oh, okay.
That would be the shit.
Yeah, that's cool. That would be a good signing.
All right, guys, that'll do it for us. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back soon to talk about what's been going on in free agency once this shit becomes official.
See you out there.
Later.